Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hello, everybody. I am CJ Liu, and you're listening to the Fire It Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And probably some of you know, not maybe all of you, but that this is a show that takes place in Seattle. And yesterday, I live five blocks away from where the from where the shooting happened at the Racer Bar here in Seattle. And in that incident, this gentleman who killed five people, two of which were my neighbors, and then proceeded to drive downtown and kill my son's classmate's mother. So for me particularly, it's a very, very sad day. And I think for a lot of people, it's a sad day because when this kind of violence happens, it creates a huge amount of doubt and fear, and I think it just scares. It has scared me and put me in a huge amount of grief, and I probably think other people have had kind of the same experience when something so horrific happens. And so what I wanted to do, we have today an incredible gifted healer, Dr. Joyce Whitley Hawks, and she's also the author of Resonance. And I thought it would be really nice to start off the show. First, thank you and welcome, Dr. Hawks, for coming.
You're very welcome. It's an auspicious day to be here.
Yeah, and it really is. I'm very thankful that we have you here because I think that between the two of us, we can offer light and love and healing, whether you have people that were affected, if you are just affected by the shock and horror, or if you have grief or sadness or anger in your life, I think that you can probably relate to the healing that we're going to do today. So welcome, and thank you for, I had a whole script I abandoned so that we could actually address what I think is a really critical need at this moment. So thank you, Dr. Hawks, for offering to do this. So what are your thoughts in terms of what we can do with such a horrific event?
First of all, our natural sense of grief just simply needs to be addressed. We're all in shock who live in Seattle. And yesterday I was at a meeting in the morning and drove to Roosevelt Avenue to stop for some lunch near my favorite bookshop, East West. And I saw four blocks away all of the flashing lights and the ticker tape and everything going on. And there were people around who had heard what happened. So even in the restaurant, we were all sitting there in shock. How could this happen in our city, in this neighborhood? And there was still a lot of confusion about how much harm had been done. So by the time the news came on last night and we found that so many people had died, two on the spot, others in the hospital, and that the shooter himself, when the police found him, and as soon as he saw police, he shot himself in the head and died later in the hospital. The whole thing is tragic from all ends. So again, first of all, it's coming inside to oneself to be honest with what that feels like and not try and foof it away in an instant. It's going to be with us for a while. Secondly, to take a moment in the heart of our compassion to send a sense of healing to all who have been touched, to the families, to the close friends, to the neighbors, to the community within 5 blocks, to the community in 10 blocks, to the whole city, to the state, and anyone else who has been touched. One of the practices that I use, which is I found very healing, is I imagine the situation at the coffee shop, and I visualize a spin, a spiral of golden light that looks like a galaxy. It's coming from far in the deep realms of the universe, from our sense of spirit, around the situation. And I stay with that visualization until I feel something shift. Now, I've taught this to hundreds of people. I've used it in with family, those close to me, and also in situations. And the feedback repeatedly has been, without asking for it, that something has shifted, something lightens, some resolution, some comes to us. So it's a very simple practice to do.
And we have a break coming up, so I would love to, after the break, talk a little bit of, are you going to step us through the visualization process or just ask us to take that? Okay, good. So we're going to be taking a break, and when we get back, we can all engage in the visualization process for whatever type of healing we need. We'll be right back.
Bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Everybody, I'm CJ Liu. Thanks for listening to the Fired Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And today we are mourning the loss of five people who were killed in the tragic accident. Six people that were killed, seven actually that were killed, and just an unexplainable event that happened yesterday. And part of what we're going to do is we're pivoting the show around to spend some time healing and healing yourself, healing and sending healing, love and light to the families that were lost, yourself, your friends, the people in Seattle, the world, for this kind of violence. And today we have Dr. Joyce Hawks, who is the author of Resonance. And she's going to be sharing with us a meditation.
Very happy.
So welcome.
On this auspicious day. And I'm going to share a visualization, a way of working with this that's actually in my first book, Cell Level Healing, The Bridge from Soul to Cell. Resonance has been recently released with more practices. So if that's something that touches you, there's resources there for you. So I encourage everyone to find a body position where they can be relaxed and not multitasking. It would take some time to be completely focused together as in this moment, and consider it an auspicious moment. This is a time of great tenderness where we've been touched. Then I encourage you to think about your own spiritual path, the place in your heart that connects spiritually, whatever tradition, name, visual, concept that might be. And just deepen there. Relax into that heart space. Imagine these gorgeous images of galaxies. So far, the ones we know are all spirals full of hundreds of thousands, if not some trillion stars. And bring the spin of that energy that's huge and universal around yourself. You might like to imagine a certain color. I love sparkly gold, but it might be purple. Whatever color comes to you, let that flow around you. And as you do that, try letting your breath go deep inside. when we're afraid, when we're grieving, the breath gets kind of shallow. Oh, try a good deep one with the image of spirals of light around you. The really the only safety any of us have is in our connection with that which is larger, with the compassionate source of the universe, with the great emptiness, if you're Buddhist. Whatever that space is that's transformative and always healing, that's what you're in touch with now, in this moment. And now from that heart of compassion within yourself, allow that circle of blessing to expand. Imagine it spinning around the families of those who were killed, around the dear and close friends of those whose lives were ended yesterday, around all who have watched the news and heard this and who are afraid, confused, angry, befuddled. Let the spiral come around them to bring the mystery of clarity and comfort. Not answers necessarily, but there is a mystery that can touch us for healing, even in these kind of circumstances. Then let that spiral expand to our state, to the nation, to our planet. And as you hold it there with the planet, begin to bring it close again. Pull it back closer and closer until it spins around you. There is your own private, sacred spot of healing. I encourage each one of us to not try and overthink this event. How did this happen? What could we have done? There's a time and place for that. This moment is one of appreciation for the lives that have touched us of those who have passed. A time of reflection on our own mortality. All of us leave our body at some time or other. I personally have had a near-death experience, and I approach each day as the day, the moment. Allow the sense of connection and compassion with those around you to expand with appreciation. You know, we get so busy sometimes, we forget that those that we love dearly are rare and sweet and that we profoundly appreciate them. So there's some things that come through when mortality stops us, as this event in Seattle has. And we blossom and flourish again. We renew our own sense of commitment to our calling, to the way that every one of us can heal ourselves and each other.
Beautiful. It's funny because a lot of the things I've gone through over the last couple of days, because as I mentioned, Joyce and I were just talking during the break, we were literally blocks away. I was a block and a half away from where the event happened, like literally a minute after it happened, and Joyce was probably three or four blocks away from me, which is odd in and of itself. But, you know, I've gone through grieving, crying, and I think it does make you realize your own mortality. And exactly the things that you mentioned, where you also have a great appreciation for life. And you think, you know, that could have been me. If I were there a minute before, that could have been me. And life is so short. And so, you know, take every moment of it and live it fully, because you never really know, because life is also fragile. And life is what it is. You can't protect yourself from everything all the time. And so I guess the thing that was so, where it was so easy to go, but that I had to literally steer my way around from, is, you know, don't go to a place of doubt. I mean, I think it's natural and expected, but it's very hard not to go from, you know, from to a place of doubt, but really trust and love and light. I think that those are when appropriate, really important things to kind of check into as well. So I love that meditation. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing your healing with us, which in your book, Resonance, it talks about 9 different pairs of qualities that we all have to lead to our health and vitality. And I found the book fabulous because it had a combination of science and spirituality. And so it's a high recommend for folks. And what I love is that at the very end of each chapter, Joyce goes into practice, much like we did now, for you to kind of tune in and get a direct experience for whatever the qualities are. So thank you, Joyce. And I appreciate you being so flexible and opening yourself up and your healing abilities to all of us. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And we might remember also that sometimes when you're in a place where something happens, there is an auspicious, there's that word again, placement that we were all affected in a tough way, but we're also there holding a sense of light and blessing, even if it wasn't totally conscious at the time. And you just have to trust that that perhaps allowed those who were shocked into death to make their transit to the light.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
They could be stuck. I'm never in that neighborhood. I'm never. I'm so rarely over there.
Yeah.
Were several people in the restaurant who were all deeply touched, but also doing some kind of practice with it, as you were.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we get called in some funny ways sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, it is funny because I literally probably, I don't know what I did, but with those 40 people that are walking down the street, I'm like, turn around and go. I was the protector.
Yes.
And scenario. So maybe that was my call to duty at that moment, to find out what was going on and protect everyone.
Yeah. You know, and honor yourself with that. Like,
yes.
It's not like, whoa, I'm the big protector of everybody, but that aspect of myself and calling moved without thinking about it.
It did. It did.
It's like, there you go. Wow.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So much gratitude to you. Thank you for your presence and your practice and your beautiful book. And folks can find, and you have a training that people can find out on your website, celllevelhealing.com.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes, I'll be doing a 5-day intensive in August at Omega Institute in upstate New York, and I'll be in Montreal before then. And so I encourage people, if they want more work in this field, just to check the website, celllevelhealing.com.
Great. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you, listeners, and hope this healing helped you in some way, shape, or form. Okay, we'll be right back.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.